It has taken months, but another Syrian refugee family has finally arrived in Rutland. The city had been expecting 20 to 25 families from Syria and Iraq this year, but after the first two families arrived in January, the resettlement process was thrown into chaos by President Trump's orders to stop it. VPR's Nina Keck has more.
Amila Marjanovic, executive director of the Vermont Refugee Resettlement Program, says the newest family, a married couple with three children, arrived last Thursday. After fleeing the war in Syria, the family had been living in Jordan, but Marjanovic would not provide any more details, saying she wanted to protect the family's privacy. While more refugees are expected in Rutland this summer, Marjanovic says she's received no travel information yet for them. Chittenden resident Jessica Cromie says one of her best friends is Syrian, and she's been following the resettlement efforts in Rutland closely.
I guess I just felt really encouraged that our community is welcoming a few more families and that things are still moving forward. So I feel excited to meet the families and be of support in any way that we can.
Rutland Mayor David Allaire says he was notified prior to the family's arrival and says communication with the resettlement agency has been good. Members of Rutland Welcomes, a grassroots organization that formed to help with resettlement, say they worked quickly to set up an apartment for the new family. Volunteer Marcia Castle admits President Trump's efforts to block Syrian refugees has been demoralizing for the group, but she says it's exciting to be back in action.
The first two families are thriving, as far as I can tell. I work with three of the kids, and both fathers are employed. One family actually has moved out of their starter apartment into something that is more suitable for their family.
And she says those first two families are eager to help the newcomers. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.